Hey, did you know that there's about 8 million graduates popping out all over the country right now, this time of the year here in the United States? Just did a little research and just a few minutes of Google and looked it up, and there's just under 4 million high school students graduating. That's public and private, and then a little over 4 million degrees being conferred at universities and colleges around the country. So about 8 million people. A lot of panicking going on, especially with some of these high school kids. You know as well as I do, there a lot of them are trying to, what am I going to major in? What am I going to do? And there's a lot of that going on. Some of the kids, some of the kids, they're lined out. They know exactly where they want to go, what they want to do, or at least they think they do. They've kind of been told that, or they've been set on a certain path, or they think they got it figured out. Some of them do. You and I both know most of them don't. But a lot of kids just don't, and I use kids, I'm just saying that generically. No disrespect. Fine young men and women, that's what I mean. But a lot of them just have no idea what they're going to do, really deep down. They're panicking a little bit. Even college grads, where are they going to get a job? What are they going to do? Just a lot of that, kind of anxiety, I'm sure, bubbling around. I remember it when I was, in both of those situations, high school, graduating high school, graduating from college. I mean, it's just uncertain. So anyway, with that said, I want to talk to you, or you, if you're, talking to kids in this, age of anxiety right now, and in late May, early June, about real estate. Now, and I'm not hustling real estate agents. That's not what I'm talking about. Most people will never be able to work for a company like ours. It just won't work for most people. It's real unique, real nichey kind of real estate business, and it's hard for, hard. Real estate's hard in general, and what we do is even harder. So I'm not hustling agents, okay? It's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is this: if, knowing what I know now, I could go back in a time capsule and kind of do it all over again, and we all wished we could, I would have to give this business a hard look. And I'm talking about even to the possible exclusion of college. Oh, gosh, can't believe you said that. Keep in mind, I got a college degree, almost have a master's degree. That's all I knew when I got out of high school. You go to college, you get a degree, and da da da. That's all we knew. It's a different world now. It truly is. This is what I'm even telling my own kids. I would give real estate a hard look for a couple of reasons. Number one, right now, most kids, most teenagers, high school graduates, even, well, let's talk about high school graduates right now. They don't owe anybody any money. Not any real money. They don't have any debt burdens. They don't have a lot of the heavier responsibilities and burdens that a lot of us have as adults, as we've, gone through life, and more things have attached to us, and we have drug along a lot of stuff with us. They're not burdened down by a lot of debt and heavy responsibilities. And if I could go back and do it all again, I'd give real estate a hard look. I would live cheap as I could live and spend the next several years really learning my craft and really planting the seeds and turning over the rocks and doing all of the things it takes to get that wheel turning in real estate, to get that pipeline filled up, do that over the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years, and in your mid to late 20s, you legitimately, possibly, could have the world by the tail. You truly could. But here's the problem with that formula. I know the formula works because it works with people like us every day. It's just harder when you have more responsibilities and burdens in your life at an older age than a younger age. Here's why the formula works, but won't work for a lot of people either hearing this or who could be exposed to this. Number one, they don't want to live cheap. They just don't. They want to get bling blinged out with watches and clothes and cars. They want the same lifestyle that mom and daddy and grandma and granddad have. They want it now, as opposed to mom and dad and grandpa granddad been working their whole lives for that. So they don't want to live cheap. Can't live cheap. It's the furthest thing from their mind to just flat out live cheap. I'm talking about in an apartment with four or five buddies living, you know, on ramen noodles and ice water, you know, for the next 4 or 5 years and saving every penny you got, driving a beat up old vehicle, you know, just wearing same old basic clothes, not being all blinged out, just living cheap and squirreling away every dollar you can, or reinvesting that money that they're making back into their business. So it's going to be hard for them to live cheap. Number two, it's going to be hard for them to work that hard. And I'm not one of these guys that puts down the millennial generation or the generation even behind them at all, because my kids are in those and they're all working right now. It's Saturday afternoon and two of them are at a job, 90 degrees outside and thunderstorms popping around everywhere. They're going to work till 9:30 tonight. One of my kids worked all morning at Chick-fil-A and he's going to work all evening. So I know that generation knows how to work. They do. It's part of who they are. It's part of their upbringing. So I'm not casting a wide blanket over every young person saying they don't know how to work. But for the most part, a lot of them are not going to really bow up and get it like they could for the next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And really plant the seeds now that would grow up into something great down the road when they're still in their late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s, and could enjoy some things and have the world by the tail. I'm just afraid that this is a good message and it's absolutely true, but it won't fit most people's barrel. So they won't shoot it, so to speak. But hey, if I could go back and do it again, I'd give real estate a hard look. The thing is, real estate takes a while to get any income coming in, you know, to get it rolling at all, even modestly. But being young and not being tied down with debt and burden and families and things like that, you can get a job and enough money to make your living, to cover your bills, and then spend every other moment you got working the real estate side, honing your craft, learning the skills, learning what you need to learn and understand to really be good at this business. And so you can live cheap with a part-time job over here, work the real estate stuff over here, and then at some point that real estate side is going to take off and you can leave all this other behind and do this full-time and have the world by the tail. That doesn't mean you make millions. That's not success in real estate for everyone. Some people, hey, making as much money as you possibly can, seven figures, that's what they want. Other people just want to make enough so that they can have the lifestyle that they're comfortable with and then do what they want to do, to have the freedom to live the way they want to live, to go to all their, you know, kids' softball games, or to go, you know, being a duck blind 60 mornings out of the year. You know, that's part of the success equation too, is having the freedom to do what you want to do with your life. Not just making a pile of money. You got to make money. Yeah, that's part of it. But having the freedom, the options to do what you want to do, real estate provides that. It gives that freedom. It gives that lifestyle where a man or woman can do what they want to do. They can earn what they want to earn and kind of set their own terms and do life their way. Now, I say all that, yeah, I'm a real estate broker. It's what I do. But I hadn't always done this. I kicked myself and my buddy and partner, we talk about all the time how I wish we could have started earlier doing what we do had we just had enough sense to freaking know. Well, I don't know everything, but what I do know, I'm telling my boys, and they can make their own choices and go their own way, do their own life, but I'm really going to encourage them to bow up and live cheap in the early days. Work extremely hard. Try a lot of new stuff, and whatever it is they find to do, spend the time and energy to hone their skills and learn their craft while living can be done cheaply. And that way, when they get a little further down the road in their late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s, they potentially could have the world by the tail and doing life their own way, in the freedom that those early days provided for them now. So anyway, hey, if you've got a teenager somewhere in your life, a graduate, I don't know much, but pass this along to them as an encouragement. It might not be real estate. It could be anything they're interested in. Live cheap, hone your craft, spend the time in these early days exploring and learning so that down the road, you can do what you want to do and live the way you want to live. So anyway, happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. Hope you're good. Bye.